A reading from Bede's Life of St. Cuthbert, chapter 12. Cuthbert had gone out one day to preach as usual, taking a boy with him for company. Long before reaching their destination, they were tired out. Cuthbert said to the boy to test him, "Tell me, son, where do you intend to eat today? Will you be able to turn in at a friend's on the way?" "I was thinking about that myself," answered the lad. "We did not bring anything with us when we set out, and there is no one to ask a meal from. We cannot cover the rest of the journey fasting without doing ourselves an injury." "Learn to have constant faith and hope in the Lord," answered Cuthbert. "He who serves God shall never die of hunger." Cuthbert is out preaching. As Bede says, he'd gone out to preach one day as usual. He had taken a boy along for company this time, maybe one of the youngsters who were at that time sent into monasteries from families high born and low to develop a vocation. It was clearly a long day and a tough journey to wherever they were going, and they were tired and hungry. "What have you done about food?" Cuthbert asks. "Have you got a friend you can stop at along the way?" The hungry boy, you can imagine that he might be at that age when boys are always hungry, the hungry boy has made no provision. Why would he? But from Cuthbert it's a test anyway. They'd brought no food, and they're out in the large emptiness of Northumbria somewhere, and there is no one to ask for a meal. And this is a hard journey. And the poor boy is dismayed by the prospect of fasting throughout the day. Nothing makes a young lad more miserable than an empty stomach. Cuthbert's answer: learn to have constant faith and hope in the Lord. I wonder if that gave the lad any comfort. Nor really would the second part: he who serves God shall never die of hunger. There might be some hyperbole there. Or maybe Cuthbert's faith was simply greater than mine. The teaching, learn to have constant faith in the Lord, is good. We get that. The other bit, he who serves God shall never die of hunger. Well, maybe, maybe not. In any event, what Bede records as happening next, we don't have it printed, and I haven't read it, because it goes on a little, but it's nothing short of remarkable. They pray, and then an eagle comes down, bearing a huge fish it has caught, and seems to leave it for them to eat. Job done. Faith answered. A prayer of the faithful Cuthbert answered. A lesson taught to the youngster. There's a further lesson too, in fact, for Cuthbert makes the lad share the fish back with the eagle. The eagle deserves its meal too. The precise circumstances, the slightly clunky conversation, the test of the boy, the miracle, perhaps none of that really matters. It's a story of its genre, hagiography, and one can take or leave the precise details. It's of its time, of its type. What we can profitably focus on is the generalities. So, the situation. Someone going about God's business, in this instance, faithfully going about to preach the word of God. But God is served in all sorts of ways, in word and deed. So someone going about God's business, and that someone is faithful and true and persistent in their service. St. Cuthbert here, but it could be lots of people. It could be you. And there's a problem. Here, the problem is there's no food. But again, the problem could be anything. It could be problems faced by all those other people going about God's business. It could be the problems faced by you as you go about God's business. A situation, a faithful servant, a problem, and a response. The response is to trust in God and to pray for his provision. It's neat, isn't it? A neat little tale. Too neat in the telling, perhaps. But as a little reminder to tuck away and meditate on in Lent, it's good. In any of our varied situations, problems come up, problems of lack, like Cuthbert says, but really problems of all sorts. This is the stuff of life. It's the naivest of Christians who believe that being a Christian removes all problems from life. There is no chapter headed A Problem-Free Life in Rowan Williams' book Being Christian. Expect problems. Even when we're going about life trying to serve God, expect problems. But, and we're back to the issue of prior preparation again, Cuthbert's lesson for us is to know how to respond. Have faith in God, trust in Him, in all He has done for us, in all He is doing for us, and in all He will do for us. Let's focus on the here and now. Perhaps that's the most important bit. We should always, in these difficult times, focus on what God does for us in the here and now, what He will do for us in the time immediately to come. And we should pray for His help, put our situations and our problems before God, and look for His help. None of that's a panacea. We're given skills and resources and expected to use them. They're God-given things. And we do not always get what we like even when prayers are answered. God's economy does not work like that. But God will provide for His faithful servants in all situations, whatever we're faced with. In this, as Cuthbert says, in this we can trust, have faith, and trust in God. Amen.